This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Canadian potatoes grown in fields infected with the potato wart disease will soon be coming back to the U.S., without completing the necessary field testing required by an earlier ban. The USDA made that announcement Thursday, leaving National Potato Council CEO Cam Quarles wondering why.
You know, USDA's action that they took here with this export ban in October and November in conjunction with CFIA, I don't think they came to that easily, but to just simply reverse and go back to business as usual because the politics got painful, was a disappointing outcome for us.
So, would U.S. potatoes be allowed into Canada if the roles were reversed?
Not a chance. Not only is it theoretically would they not allow it to happen, look back in history, they didn't allow it to happen. They said, deal with your pest issue, prove to us that your operation is clean, and then you can get back to business. And that's exactly what we did. PEI didn't have to deal with that this time around, but we think this was the right position to be in, and we're going to stay at it.
Quarles says they'll be talking with the USDA.
You build trust on both sides of the border, and that's the goal of all of this. You know, unfortunately, the ball got fumbled a little bit in this case, but, you know, we'll keep at it.
Quarles says if potato wart gets into a U.S. production area, the problem will be exponentially worse.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.